This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 9th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the sun is shining brightly with pleasant temperatures. In Jerusalem, expect a warm day, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle sea breeze. Haifa will see clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports just in that the IDF and Shin Bet have acknowledged a special mission to hunt down all terrorists involved in the October 7th attacks. Also, Walla reports that amid ongoing talks in the Strait of Hormuz, Israel and the U.S. continue to plan an attack, even as Tehran claims progress in the negotiations. Also this hour, Mariv notes that Turkish soldiers are now facing Metula and Kiryat Shmona, as Erdogan discusses bold plans with Lebanon's president. Separately, JNS reports that Iran and Oman are edging closer to a deal on the Strait of Hormuz, which could lift a blockade on Iranian ports. And finally, I-24 News reveals that Israel is considering Switzerland to oversee a new agreement with Lebanon. From X, the latest. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, reported just minutes ago that Iranian state media released an old video of Supreme Leader Khamenei, sparking rumors about his health. Ynet Global mentioned earlier today that a confrontation at Manila Airport escalated after an American insulted an Israeli, leading to a physical altercation. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, and posted just over half an hour ago that Hamas confirmed the death of Ahmed Faisal Rafat Abu Marzouk, a member killed in a Rafah strike. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the special mission confirmed by the IDF and Shin Bet. The Times of Israel details that advanced technologies like facial recognition and artificial intelligence are being employed to track down those responsible for the October 7th attacks. This operation highlights Israel's commitment to addressing security threats decisively. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Inwala reports that, although Tehran claims an agreement's wording is finalized, the U.S. and Israel maintain their plans, signaling ongoing tensions. This suggests that while diplomacy is on the table, military readiness remains a priority. Meanwhile, Erdogan's dramatic strategy in Lebanon, covered by Mariv, involves potential missile transfers from Hezbollah to Iran. This development could escalate regional tensions, affecting both Israeli border security and broader Middle Eastern dynamics. Separately, the JNS reports on Iran and Oman nearing a deal that could ease blockades. This diplomatic progress might stabilize trade routes, impacting global oil markets positively. Finally, I-24 News indicates Israel's consideration of Switzerland as a neutral party to supervise a new Lebanon agreement. This move could facilitate smoother negotiations, aiming for long-term stability in the region. On the economic front, first, Katech reports on the latest move in the breakup of Iron Source with Supersonic's $40 million sale to Tripledot, reflecting ongoing shifts in the tech industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business alerts us to a recall from Zaglavec as some product packages lacked essential labeling, prompting consumer safety concerns. And finally, Globes shares that IAI has equipped a Singapore warship with Blue Spear missiles, showcasing Israel's continuing impact on global defense markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.